regarding Hilchot Pesach, let's discuss again the different ways of koshering different parts of the kitchen before Pesach. First, let's discuss a dishwasher. Regarding koshering the dishwasher, Halakha says that before Pesach, you should run the dishwasher on a empty cycle, meaning without any dishes in it. Take detergent and pour it sporadically over the grates of the dishwasher, and have it run one cycle empty, and then the dishwasher becomes kasher, a Passover use. Regarding the oven, if it's a self-clean oven, so you just set it to self-clean, one cycle of self-clean, and it becomes kosher Passover. If it's not a self-clean oven, then already you have to take the easy off and all that other, those chemical things, and of course make a thorough cleaning to make sure there's no residue on the sides of the oven, and then you have the, let the oven run for an hour straight on the highest setting they have, and then the oven is kasher for Pesach. Regarding the sink, on the sink it's proper to boil. How do you boil a sink? You should take an urn, fill it up with water, and boil it. Wait till it whistles. After it whistles, take it off, redo it mikli dishon, and pour it on the porcelain in the sink, all over the sink, or the metal in the sink, and you pour it all over it, and once you pour it over it, then it's kashir. Still proper to put an insert in the sink. Insert, what I mean is that the kelim should not touch the actual porcelain or metal itself, but like a little grate on the bottom of the sink, in order that the kelim touch that. Regarding tables, for example, tables that you eat on, wood tables, stone tables, marble tables, so on and so forth, really, it's enough just to clean them on top, and it's proper to keep a tablecloth on the table for Pesach. Therefore, as long as you clean it thoroughly on top, sometimes there's holes, just to make sure there's no hametz in between, and then take a regular tablecloth. As long as you leave the tablecloth on the table the whole Pesach, you don't have to put hot water on the table and things like that. The tablecloth is considered already, always eating on the tablecloth, it's considered kasher Pesach. Regarding countertops, things like that, where sometimes you put food on it, hot food on it, be proper to take again the same urn of water, make it boiling hot, and after it starts to whistle, you start pouring the water over the countertops, and that makes it kashif. Again, the limit could be short, you take the whistling urn, and you pour it over the countertops. Regarding, that's for mica countertops, marble countertops, stone countertops, all those countertops, you should make the rui. Some of Machmir even put tax paper or covering over the counters themselves. That's chumrah. As long as you made the ilumi clearly shown over the countertops, it's considered permissible. Regarding the microwave, koshering the microwave on Pesach is not so simple. Therefore, it's always proper, in general, whenever you put food in the microwave, to cover it. But specifically on Pesach, to take the plastics or ran wrap and cover the place that you're putting in the microwave, or have the microwave cover itself. But some opinions hold the way to kosher a microwave is you take a bowl of water and you pour some soap in the water, and you put the bowl of soapy water into the microwave and let it boil. So the vapor goes up into the walls of the microwave. That's proper to do. It should be done. But still, even if you did that, on Pesach it's proper to cover the food that's in the microwave, so you won't have a problem of hametz, according to any opinions. Regarding koshering kelim, according to the halakha, glass, clear glass, does not need to be kosher. Glass can be used on Pesach. The glass set of dishes, there's no need to kosher it, see through. It's a clear glass, it's permissible. Pyrex, Duralex, all those type of glasses, it's permissible on Pesach. Drinking glasses that are clear also do not need any hechsher on Pesach. On the other side of the spectrum would be porcelain and china and kiriheres, pottery. Pottery, there's no way to kosher it. Therefore, if indeed it was used for hametz, your hametz dishes and all like that, it has to be put away in the closet, and the hametz that's inside these kelim are sold to the goy before Pesach. So again, unless it's a new set of pottery dishes, or mugs, for example, mugs that sometimes during the year using hot chocolate or other types of items that might be soups, stuff like that might be hametz, all the pottery dishes go into the closet. Only use new pottery that was never used before, or glass dishes that are see-through, that are clear, this is permissible. Regarding using cutlery, things like that, you want to have a kosher knives, forks, spoons, like I said, you make hagalah on those. How do you make hagalah? Make a pocket. Fill it up with water, let it boil. Let it boil till it's very hot. And some take a stone and throw it into the pot also. Really make it hot. Overflows a little over the sides of the pot. And then you take the kelim, the forks, the cutlery we call it, and you drop it in. After you drop it in for a second, as long as it's immersed totally in hot water, you take it. You should have next to that a pot of cold water. Pot of cold water on the counter, you take it out of the hot water, and you drop it in the cold water, and therefore becomes kosher. If you didn't put it in the cold water, it's also kosher. You open the pores of the kelim with the clothes, you put it in the cold water, and therefore it becomes kosher. Regarding the pilot, the top of the oven, the grill of the oven, you should put the pilot, on the highest level, and be proper to take like a blech or a metal piece and put it over the plates, and also it gets very hot, so the fire underneath stays contained underneath, and the grates become kosher. Of course, you should clean them first, make sure there's no residue of hametz that fell on them and things like that. After you clean them well, of course, then to put like a metal piece over it, put the burners on the highest level, and they become kosher. If it's an electric oven, then of course you just clean the top of it, and then you just run them on the highest level, and therefore they become kosher. Regarding pans and things like that are used in the oven, things that are used in the oven, it's really hard to makshir them. But since they're used in the oven, they can only be really kosher through fire. You have to torch them. A lot of these types of, for example, baking pans and stuff like that, you torch them, they become warm. So in these cases, it's better to have the special pans for baking either new ones, special ones that you have for Pesach, so you don't break them. But let's say you have skewers like that you use on the barbecue and stuff like that. Also, if you took a blowtorch and you torch them, since they're used on the barbecue, this would be the way to kosher them on this. Okay.